Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome all to this wonderful Sunday show, to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, right here in Blog Talk Radio, in Mike Spirit FM, in Freaker, in GH Talk Radio. Whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome to be here. I know it's quite a special day in America. It's Mother's Day. And not only a special day, but I have a special guest. And, you know, I always look forward to this guest being here. She's an absolutely a pleasure to work with. And I can say that because I've had the privilege of being in America and working alongside this lady. She's actually done some fantastic work for the spirit world. It's our friend Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Are you there with us? Hi, Sarah. Are you there with us? Maybe not. I know.
Yes.
I knew you was with us, Sarah. You just like to make me panic a little, didn't you?
Are you there? You can hear me, Mike, right?
Oh, we can hear you. How are you doing there, Sarah?
Okay. I'm doing wonderfully, wonderfully. And it's a wonderful day here in South Florida. And happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers who are listening.
Most definitely, you know, because sometimes it is a bit of a sad day, you know, because if you've lost your mum or you are a mum that's have lost children, then it's an important day, isn't it? You know, it's not just mothers that's here up on this earth. It's mothers that's in the spirit world. It's just as important as well, isn't it?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. It's an emotional day for a lot of people who are parents, particularly mothers, and because as a mother, and I know Mike as a father, you know, you see your children growing up before your very eyes. They come to the world a little simple little spirit,
yep.
Just a little newborn, and before you know it, you know, I can say for myself, my son is going off to college this year in the fall, so I'm, you know, it's just amazing, and that really, it makes Mother's Day so special, particularly as the children get older and you realize all the memories and all the opportunities that you've had, and for those mothers who've lost their children, it's even more of an emotional time.
Well, Sarah, I can say one thing. They grew up so quick, don't they? You know, as a father, they grew up so quick. You know, it's quite surprising. You know, my daughter, I've just taken my daughter home a few hours ago. And, you know, she's grown up so quick. She's nearly 18 now, bless her. And, you know, I was chatting with her yesterday, and what an attitude she's developed sometimes. You know, I think, is this probably teenager coming out?
Yes, it's the teenager that comes out. It surely does. But you know, a mother, a parent, you know, we love our children unconditionally, even if they do drive us a little crazy at times.
Well, I think that's what they are put here for, isn't it? They drive us crazy sometimes, you know, and you know, I think they do. <They're> good.
They keep us on our toes.
They most definitely do. Sarah, well, I know that, you know, obviously you are known internationally all over the world, but just for the purpose of our listeners, who is Sarah?
Oh, who is Sarah? Sarah Spiritual is someone who has really, I've really dedicated my life to helping people and their transformation and their journey to being better connected to the spirit world, to God, and giving them hope through tough times. That's really what I'm, I've morphed into through my own life experiences. I've been blessed with the opportunity to meet so many wonderful people that it's just always been an honor, and I just really have come to understand that I am a person of service.
Okay, and that, you know, the person of service, I know people can get hold of you, Sarah, especially if they live in the Florida area, because I know that you have a wonderful store in Florida, in West Palm Beach, in fact, and that's the Expedite Enlightenment Center, isn't it?
That's correct. The Expedito Enlightenment Center in West Palm Beach. And like you're able to be in the UK and I in South Florida, you know, we have a website, which is the ExpeditoEnlightenmentCenter.com, and I have my website, SarahSpiritual.com. So we know no boundaries. Thank God for the internet and modern technology. We are all truly connected. And so, you know, I host a center in South Florida where people come from all over for classes, events. One of my favorite events, I should say, is really the one where you came to our center, Mike, last September, and you shared not only in a celebration, but you were able to do some wonderful group work as a gallery, and you also did some spectacular one-on-one connections with people. So it was really wonderful, and that's what we look to do, to expand our connections with people like yourself and have others come and help and teach so that we can all give people hope and help them grow spiritually.
Well, you know, it's only today me and Kerry, which is, I know that you spoke with Kerry. It's only today that me and Kerry was working out schedules for another tour that we've got going on. And, you know, I think when we're working out schedules, as you say, it holds no boundaries. You can be in West Palm Beach. I'm here in the UK, and it holds no boundaries. I know that maybe later on in the year, that we will be joining together in person again.
Right.
Because I know that, you know, we still need to bring you to the UK, Sarah, because I know that's the the part of the plan, isn't it? You know, the great divine plan that we have.
Right, right. And I recall, I just got such a chill when you said that, Mike, the great divine plan that we all have as we are all connected. I recall last year at this time, we were still just talking about you coming to America, and it was a long time dream of yours to be able to come and connect with people here in the States in person. And it seems like just the other day, and so that's when you and I began talking about my coming to the UK. So I feel like Spirit has a sense of time where, you know, maybe some of the goals that we set for ourselves may take a year or so before we actually have them come into fruition. But, you know, it all happens in divine time. And yes, I will be in the UK.
Most definitely. I know that, we'll be hosting here from Mike Spirit FM here in the UK. As soon as we get them dates nailed together, and that's been difficult of late, isn't it? And I suppose that's down to not so much of me or you. It's down to the Spirit. When the Spirit puts the time in place of us, then that's when it will come to fruition, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's where, parenting, and for my case, being a mother of a young teenage boy who's about to be 19 in a few days, getting him ready for college, that's where some of those worldly duties kind of take over and kind of restrict us in the physical world. But what we know is that the spirit world is working everything out so that as we complete a physical task or responsibility in the world, everything is in order for when, you know, the world is ready to release us into our spiritual destiny.
You know, it's all when the time is right, isn't it? You know, and I'm very much a big believer that the spirit world will put in our way whenever it's meant to be put in our way. And I think that the more that we put out there, obviously the more that we're going to get back. But, the plan is still as it was, you know, Sarah Spiritual, live in the UK with Mike Davis.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone there because I've met some wonderful people through you in the UK, some of your hosts for your radio shows, and it's just been an absolute joy and pleasure. And I always love when I get to call in as just a regular person and talk to one of your hosts, and they give me some insight and input. So it's always so cool for us to join our gifts together and help each other.
You know, sometimes people forget, even as mediums, that we need something now and again, isn't it?
Yeah, a doctor can't heal themselves. We need some looking after sometimes.
Of course, most definitely. And talking about looking after, so I know that you know my story of how I become involved in spiritualism. And I just urge everyone to go over to Facebook right now. Go over to Mike Davis Medium, which is my Facebook page. And it'll be a few posts down now, but scroll down and you will see the article of the magazine that I'm in. Obviously, you maybe not be able to read it from the Facebook, but I've popped it up on Facebook so people can see it. The magazine is still out on sale. So you can all get a copy of it. It's Fate and Fortune. Chat, it's Fate and Fortune, actually. And, you know, the name of the magazine is there. I couldn't think of the word magazine then. The name of the magazine is there. I don't think it's available in the USA, even though it
might
be. And maybe, Sarah, you can check on that for me. You know, or maybe somebody in the chat room can just put into Google, chat It's Fate and Fortune to see if it's available in the USA. I know Kerry's probably onto that even as we speak, because, you know, the eyes went up and straight to the computer, which I can't fault Kerry. She always puts the, you know, the links. And I know that Sarah, I know that Kerry will put the Expedito Enlightenment Center as a link in the chat room. And I want to say hi to everyone in the chat room, because, you know, even now there's quite a few in the chat room, Sarah, which is, it's always nice, isn't it, to know that our regular listeners are listening. And I know that you've got quite a following, particularly of online or even on air, should I say, radio, because I know that you host two shows a week yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. I'm on WBZT every Wednesday evening, which is only available in the United States from 7 to 9 p.m., and that they can access through iHeartRadio or simply on the internet, typing in WBZT.com. And I just recently branched my show with Dean K. Piper from W4CY to W4CWN, which is for the Women's Network, and that will be going live as a new show in just a few weeks, and there'll be further details about that on my website, Sarah Spiritual, and on my Facebook, Sarah Spiritual. And as we're talking, Mike, I am taking your fabulous story from your Facebook page, and I'm sharing it on my own so that all of our followers who are so much in tune with your work and appreciative of the work that you've done can follow your story from the UK all the way here in the United States.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I know that they're asking for your name again in the chat room. What is it in Manalahada? That's what the message is. So, Sarah, what is your Facebook page?
My Facebook page is Sarah Spiritualist, and you can put Sarah Spiritualist in, and you will come up to the Sarah Spiritual page. And I also have my radio show page, which is I Love Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. So I hope people like my radio page, I Love Spiritually Speaking with Sarah.
Well, you know, people can go over to my Facebook, Facebook page. and, you know, I like that. And people can just click it right off my Facebook page, which is, there we are, Kerry's put that. No, it's another friend of ours that's put your link there. And actually, this friend actually introduced each other, and I know that you know the name of that person.
I do. I do. He's so kind. He always messages me, and he is almost like our spiritual medium matchmaker, because he brought two mediums, two spiritual people together by following me, I guess, on Facebook or a page, and being very much a follower of yours. And he always, you know, followed me, and then one day he talked to you, and then the rest is history. We all joined forces.
I think we should give him a big shout out, should we?
Why don't you do that?
Okay. Well, that's Paul Parker. Thanks to Paul Parker that's introduced us together. And yes, two wonderful spiritual people together. So, you know, I've said it many times. Thank you, Paul.
Yes, many times.
I know that another friend of mine, Mick Green, is saying hi to you, and please, Mike, say hi to Sarah. So, you know, a big, massive hi from Mick Green as well. So, Sarah, so what are we? What's coming up in the Expedito Enlightenment Center? And, you know, before you answer that, the Expedito Enlightenment Center, I'm going to try my hardest not to laugh, Sarah, and I, you know exactly why I'm holding myself back, and I'm going to try and say it. To find the Expedito Enlightenment Center in West Palm Beach, you need to drive along, and let me get it right now, the Okeechobee Boulevard Street. Is that right?
Okeechobee Boulevard. That's correct, Mike. That's where you find us.
You know, when I put into sat-nav, you know, beep, 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 find Sierra, it went, drive along Okeechobee Boulevard Street, and I was like, I can't stop laughing because it sounded so funny the way that the sat-nav said it. And, you know, I'd never get that the way. Drive along Okeechobee Boulevard Street and on the right-hand side. I couldn't help it. It was so funny. So, yes, that's the Expedito Enlightenment Center. Absolutely wonderful place, you know. And there's so much you can get there. So what's coming up there, Sarah?
Well, we have we just actually concluded our big Expedito Enlightenment Center celebration for St. Expedito. And the next big event that we're having is we're going to host for Archangel Michael. That's September 28th. It's a Saturday. It's a complimentary celebration to everyone in, of course, the community, but we actually open up to everyone who's in the United States that wants to come on down. We have people who fly in special for our celebrations. And I also have an emissary healing class that I'm going to be doing with my dear friend Cheryl Glover. And that's an energy that's a very high vibration that people can use to help heal themselves, awaken the healer within themselves, and also assist others. And it's a very universal energy. It's a very high frequency energy that we connect to do some healing. And I'm going to be hosting that on May 31st. And then, as always, we have weekly and monthly classes that I'm always teaching for people to expand their spirituality.
So that's for everyone to in their diaries, and particularly that the weekly monthly class, say that, so people can come along and get a knowledge of how to work with spirit there, is that right?
That is correct. They can have knowledge how to work with spirit, how to pray, how to petition. We teach how to, protect themselves spiritually, seal off their energy. The things that perhaps we weren't taught when we were growing up, it's from the most basic of spiritual traditions and rituals and necessities, really, to the most advanced, where we do teach speaking with angels, mediumship. I actually am launching a program that is for a select few candidates. That is my apprentice program, and basically that's where all the trade secrets that Spirit has shared with me, I'm going to impart upon those who wish to expand their spirituality, particularly for service for others.
Perfect, perfect. Well, you know, Sarah, as I said before, and I'll say a million times again, you know, you do so much work for the spirit world and work for the people that comes into the center and those that you go and see as well, because I know it's not just within the center to work. You go wherever the need is to go. And, you know, I, for one, applaud you for that because, you know, I know how difficult it is because, you know, back in the UK, I do the exactly same thing, you know, work tirelessly night after night for the spirit world. And, you know, it's an amazing thing to do, isn't it?
It is. And it people always say to me, don't you get tired? You must be so tired. And, okay, yes, sometimes at the end of the week, the physical body may start to feel a little tired, but it's such an energetic experience that spirit energizes us. And I don't really think that we're aware how much of our own energy we're using because it's always being replenished by spirit as we stay connected to them. It's really like a high, wouldn't you say, Mike?
Oh, most definitely. You know, it's for me, it's like a brand new time every time I communicate. Every single time it's a brand new communication. And, you know, I thrive on that so much. I enjoy it so much. You know, I can be really, really exhausted, Sarah. And, you know, Kelly will tell you I've come home some days from work thinking, I'm really feeling, oh, I've got no energy, I need sleep, I need bed. And then think, oh, I've got a service to take, you know. And then force myself out to the door, if you like, drive to the venue. And then I'm like a 16-year-old child again, you know, full of energy, full of life. And work.
Yes.
You know, and I feel sometimes... you know, that you'll have your best evidence of when you feel exhausted and feel down because of that, and then go out because you are running, if you like, your fuel tank on spiritual energy, and that's, to me, it's perfect.
Right, and you know, when we're connecting to spirit, and so many spirits either want to give us a message from the spirit world from the other side, or just our spirit is giving us a message to relay to someone about maybe something that's happening to them now. It's so you can really do. People say, how do you read so many people in a day? I'm sure you get this as well, Mike. You know, how many people? I read many people in the course of a day, and it's literally one right after another. And I know when you do your galleries, it's one message after another, after another, after another. And when I'm at center and I begin reading, let's say 11:30 noon, somewhere in that time, because my spirits and I decide we do not read before noon because we need our coffee to kick in and we need to be awake. But from noon to about 6, 6:30, I see person after person after person every day. And it's not as tiring as people expect.
Yeah, of course. You know, and again, you know, it's you're running your fuel tank on spirit energy, which is perfect. Okay, well, Sarah, if we can just move on now, okay, because we've got some callers, quite a few callers actually lined up. And let me give out the numbers to people if they want to call in. If you want to call into the show today and you are listening from the USA, you need to dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA and it's anywhere outside the USA, it's 001. That's the international dialing code, 760-283-4611. Or if you want to call in for free and you're not listening in Blog Talk Radio, you need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. That will take you to the show page where we have a wonderful chat room. And at the top of that page, you'll find a Skype button. You can just simply press that Skype button and come through to the studio here, totally free of charge, never mind where to in the world you are. And, you know, I love taking callers from all over the world, say that. And I suppose it's the same for yourself. To have somebody from 1 minute in China, another one from America, somebody else from the UK, you know, we reach out to so many people, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So that's absolutely perfect. So before we take some callers, let's play a song, okay? Let's go to our first song of the evening, and I'm sure that you're going to like this one, Sarah. I know that you have a voice in you yourself, so maybe we need to mute this one because I know, Sarah, you're going to be singing.
Oh.
Let's press
okay.
This and. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I can't
Well, Sarah, do you like that one? Actually, they're still on mute.
I love that song. That's a great song. Thank you.
And was there something you were singing to, Sarah?
I was humming.
Was humming. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. I know that we've got quite a few people here. I know that there's been some people on hold for quite some time. So let's go to Sherry and say, hi, Sherry. Are you there with us?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Sherry, can I ask where you're calling from?
Florida.
Well, from your neck of this era.
Yeah.
You know, all the way here on a show produced from the...
Yes.
Bouncing back in Florida. Isn't that amazing? So, Sherry, what reason that you called in for?
Oh, I just really like a reading.
Okay, well, we can certainly add that for you. You know, my forte is into the spirit world.
Yeah.
So if that's okay, we can do that for you, Sherry, and see where we go from there.
Okay.
Sarah, do you want to do a usual way? I start and you can go on?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Sherry, I know that I'm a woman.
You got it, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. I know that I've got a gentleman that links with me here, Sherry, from the spirals, that as he comes around my vibration, I believe that he would be coming on a path quite instantly home to the spirit world. I'm aware that my breathing becomes erratic. I want to start gasping for my breath before this man passes home to the spirit world. I believe that he would link to maybe your dad's side of your family because he comes in maybe within your dad's side. I know as I'm looking at this man, he makes me aware to say to you that that before he passed, he would have been like, he would have liked it to be quite casually dressed before he passed on to the spirit world. Because I know I'm looking at his dress sense and he's very casually dressed, very much laid back in his facts-wise. He certainly makes me feel like as if I want to be like granddad, if I'm honest there with you. So grand within your dad's side in the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And what I've been saying to you there, Sherry, as this man was communicating to life, there's a very much a kind of man that would always keep his opinions to himself unless you asked him. And he says to me, when you ask me, you would get it, okay? So I know that if you asked him for his opinion, then, oh, believe you me, he would tell you every opinion that he had on the situations in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
And now he says to me that you know, the reason why he has come forward is because you would like an opinion on things that's around you at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Because I know that there's quite a few things in your life you feel depleted at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Because I know that there's lots of emotions, there's lots of hurt, there's lots of upset, there's lots of, I want to say anger as well. Understand of the hurt, the upset, the anger, emotions in your life at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. See, and he tells me that sometimes it's not all our fault. Stop blaming yourself for everything that goes wrong in your life this year, okay? I don't know why I would say that. You're kind of blaming yourself for everything that's going on in life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you feel that there's like a lack of support in your life as well at the moment?
Yeah, I guess so.
See, because I know that he talks about the support that you should be receiving. It's like as if it's not coming quick enough. It's not coming fast enough there to you. Because I know that you feel, you know, why do I have to do this on my own all the time? Okay, you'd understand of this, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm also being aware to say that to you, but you're not sleeping right at the moment either, are you?
Yes, I am.
You are, or I'm right to what I'm saying, I'm a bit confused now. You're not sleeping right, is that right?
You're right, I don't sleep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, you had me all confused then, Sherry, you really did. Because I'm aware of my sleeping, I'm not sleeping right. And it's down because of, you know, all the things that's going on in my life, all the, let's just say all the wrongs that we're trying to make right in our life. And would I be right in saying to you that, it all stems back from maybe the past, because I'm aware to say to you that you're allowing the past to influence the future in some way. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, perfect. See, because I know that this gentleman has come there from the spirit world to say to you, have to stop blaming yourself. It's not your fault, okay? I'm gonna hand over to Sarah there. I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Sarah, it's all over to you. Sarah, are you with us?
Yes, I'm there. I don't know. We seem to have a sketchy connection here. But Sherry, how are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Sherry. As Mike was speaking to you, I was feeling this heaviness in my chest, that there has been some heartache and despair, and you have a heavy heart. This makes sense to you?
Yes.
All right, Sherry, mm-hmm. Can I have a birth month and day, please?
December 19th.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Sherry, it's time for change. It is time for you to make some changes. It's like you have been stuck and stagnant, and people are I'm really getting from Spirit that you've been misunderstood by some people, and you're in a disconnect with some people that are close to you. Does that make any sense to you? I just feel like you're not connecting to the people that you want to connect with, and I'm not talking about the spirit world. I'm talking about human beings on Earth. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All right. There's this distance. There's this breakup. There's this pulling apart. And what Spirit wants you to understand is that sometimes you have to wash your hands. You have to be done with some situations because it's almost as if you facilitated something that wasn't good for you. You were helping this disconnect within you. You're contributing to it by allowing it to continue. And Mike said had some anger, but I almost feel like you're a little upset with that you didn't maybe speak up. And Spirit wants you to find your voice. There's a way for you to speak your words without your words hurting another person. But I feel like there's a disconnect, like there's someone that is no longer either your friend or a family member close to you. I just feel like there's been this pulling. Does that make any sense to you, Sherry?
Yes, it does.
All right. Archangel Michael is standing beside you. I just got such chills. He's standing there because he wants to almost protect you and guide you. Do you petition Archangel Michael? Do you have conversations with the angels? No? Sherry?
Oh, do I? No.
Yes, do you? Okay. Talk to Archangel Michael because he is around you and he's there to nurture you. He's there to build and protect you. I see change coming for you, Sherry. I am going to say that I see you almost reestablishing yourself. This is a time for you to do something new, make a change for yourself. And I see that change coming somewhere around October of this year. There's going to be a change either in your career or something that you're going to do with the connection of people around you. It's almost like you're going to be at a crossroad. You're at the crossroad now, but it's mm-hmm. time for you to move forward in October. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. There is a change. And I also see a trip coming up for you as well. And your trip is going to be somewhere around July or August this year.
Yeah. You know where?
You have a trip. You know, well, I could say north, but we're here in South Florida, so anywhere is good for us. But I do see you going to a different state, another state. I see you visiting another state in mm-hmm. the United States of America. So, and it's something that I feel you've been thinking about and it planned, but it's not officially booked yet. But you're
okay.
going to take that trip.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I always feel that my mom is around me, and sometimes I feel like I even see her. Is that possible?
Oh, that's very possible. That's very, very possible. And we do get to see spirit, and some of us are blessed with the gift of sight of spirit, and we see the energy of the spirit when they come close to us. And I do get the sense that your mom shows herself to you. When did your mom pass, please?
It'll be 4 years in October.
Okay. And I'm going to say that I get the sense that she's going to be facilitating some of these changes that are coming for you. So if you feel her presence around you, just be sure that you are seeing her and feeling her because that is your confirmation. And I would say light a candle, light a white candle, give her some light,
mm-hmm.
And give her a glass of water. You give her a candle and water, it helps
okay.
strengthen her spirit and it makes it easier for her to come through when the veil is thin and she's able.
Uh-huh. And are these good changes for me?
They are good changes. You've been stagnant for about the past 2 years. Does that make sense to you? Because they show me a lot of stagnation. And it's time for you to change. It truly is. And it's going to come for you. It is. There's a lot of healing going on within you, physically and emotionally. And as that healing takes place, you're going to facilitate some changes. I hope I've been of help and service to you
today. Oh, you have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sherry, for calling us.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, perfect. You know, isn't it wonderful when we can do wonderful work like that together?
Yes, I love working with you, Mike.
And, you know, as we say, from the other side of the pond as well, it's absolutely perfect. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 305. Hello, area code 305. Can I take your name, please?
Yes. Just give me a moment to remove my headset, please. Mike, my name is Deanna. I'm in South Florida as well, but about 60 miles south of Sarah.
Okay, so Diana, you said name was, is it?
Deanna.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Deanna. And I know Okeechobee Road. It ends with a B, like the bees that fly and make the honey. Okeechobee Road.
You know, as you probably heard in the beginning, when I typed into the sat nav Okeechobee Boulevard Road, you know, I just couldn't stop but laughing. But what was the reason
I
that
did,
you came in for?
I did too. And when I first, you know, learned that name, and it was really foreign and funny sounding, but I like it now. Well, I don't know that I need to say anything, because everything you said to the caller before me applies pretty much 99%. But if there's any message from Spirit, whether from you or Sarah, I appreciate the guidance.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll start with this one, okay, because I know I'm aware of someone that's here with me. I know I'm aware of a lady that joins me here from the spirit world that settles with me at the moment. I know that this lady would tie towards your mum's side of your family, because she makes me aware of being towards mum's side. And as I'm aware of this lady coming forward, I do believe that she makes me aware that she would have suffered for quite some time before she passed from the spirit world. She would have certainly made me, she certainly makes me aware that she would have spent some time very much restricted and confined towards the end of her life there. I know that when she passed, there was a condition that took her home to the spirit world that made it deteriorate very quickly, shall we say, when she passed it, because I'm aware that 1 minute that she's fine, and then she starts to deteriorate to the point of where she just passes home to the spirit world. She says to me it was a little too late to treat it. Okay, now, I believe by that, what she means by that is, the condition she had was a little bit late. Do you understand who I have with me there?
I believe it probably is my mother.
Your mother, perfect. Because I know that this lady around my vibration, she settled my vibrania. And, you know, for some reason, my hand was...
I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
She makes me put my hand over my head, okay? She makes me want to do that at the minute. And I feel the reason why I'm doing that is because I feel that this is what you've been doing, like in disbelief, what's going on in your life at the minute. Do you understand that?
I'm in disbelief of my life for the past 5 years.
The past 5 years, bless you. Because you know, that's what she makes me aware of, is putting my hand over my head, and I know I'm in disbelief of something here. And she tells me here that you never thought that things could get as bad as they have over the past 5 years, then, let's say. Do you understand this?
Of course I do.
Okay, because it seems to be going like in waves, if I can say that there to you that way, because it kind of comes in and out. And, you know, if I said to you that, like, 1 minute it seems to be fine, and then all of a sudden, you know, bang, your vibration comes right down, and I feel that that's the way it is. It goes up and it comes down. But it's more downs than what it is ups at the moment. Is that right?
Well, since the reason for my disbelief almost destroyed me, you could say that.
Okay, okay. Now, I know that she talks to me here about that she's around your life quite a lot. And would I be right in saying to you that you very often call upon this lady, your mum in the spirit world, to come forward to give you the guidance? Is that right?
I don't know that I do that, Mike. I'm sure mentally I do, but I'm in a very profound state of disbelief, and everything you said to the person before me.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, just know that your mum is there with you, okay? And she says to me that she's going to show you, she's going to give you the signs, then, if you like, to know that she is there, okay? Now, Sarah, do you want to go into this?
Yes, I do. Deanna, when is your birth month and day, please?
11/8.
Okay. Deanna, I see. I see that you feel that you've been betrayed as well. Does this make sense to you? It's part of your disbelief. There's been a betrayal around you as well. Does this make sense?
Extremely so.
Yeah, and this betrayal has hit you to the core. I also see that it has spiritually rocked your world, bringing you down to your knees. And it's almost as if you stand feeling as if you've lost everything. Does this make sense?
Course.
Okay. You are going, you know, I'm not, Spirit doesn't want me to harp on what has occurred. They want me to tell you what is coming. I have your permission to do that. Is that correct?
Yes, Sarah.
Okay. The way they show me is there's a transformation. You have very strong spirit guides that walk with you. I'm covered in chills. You also have an Indian warrior who stands beside you and is like your fighter. And this Indian warrior is here to help strengthen you and pick you up, actually cupping their hands under almost your elbow so that they can lift you up from the ground. And there's a change that's coming for you. What has been taken from you will come back again. All is not lost. They're telling me that emotionally and financially, you're going to recoup. Does this make sense to you?
I hope so, because I'm borderline right now in every sense, whether emotional or financial. The borderline has lasted this long, and it is from betrayal and loss of everything without having done anything to promote it.
Well, yes, and I understand. I do understand that, Deanna, and you know, spiritually, there has been a spiritual, almost like a spiritual war that has gone on. Some of this has been facilitated in the spirit realm. It's almost as if people spiritually have betrayed you as well as in the physical world. And generally, one of the areas that we specialize in at the Expedito Center is we help people go back in time, because actually your problems began, bear with me because I have to go back into the calendar of spirit's world. And they're really telling me that I have to go back to 2007, 2008. This began the spiraling down, and there was an occurrence at the end of 2007, beginning of 2008, that they're just briefly showing me that made a change, and this is why you are where you are today. Some things had changed, and then it led to everything falling. But you can spiritually clean yourself. You can remove yourself of some of these spiritual, I'm going to use them, blocks. This has been brought to bring you to your knees, but at the same time, it will be used for the great glory of the heavens. You will be in tune with your spiritual connection even stronger than you ever have been before, because you are blessed with your own spiritual gifts, and you're going to come out of this a better person. And by the end of this year, you're going to have been able to experience some of this shift and change for the miracles that are coming for you. So Spirit says, hang in there. You are not alone. You have comfort around you from the angels and your spirit guides and your loved ones on the other side. And I wish you the best of love and blessings that will come for you.
Sarah, thank God it's not health-wise, although it's been, you know, having an effect on my health as well.
And yes.
I believe it here where, you know, in my neighborhood, some people are very mean and would resort to anything. And that's not something I do. I wanted to ask you if I went down Okeechobee, and Okeechobee is running north up in West Palm or east-west, what is the intersection where you are?
I am between the Military Trail and Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard.
Okay, so you're right. I-95. I'm without a car and without funds, but I never know when I will need to get into a car and be able to get up there. So I guess I'll see you someday.
Yes, please come. Look us up on the internet. Look up sarahspiritual.com, And I'd love to be of assistance and service and help your Indian lift you up from the ground to raise you above all your enemies and everyone who thought they had you. You will rise like the phoenix rises from the ashes, my dear. Rest assured you will. Thank you for calling us and being a part of this.
Well, thank you for being there. And Mike, on St. Michael's Day, they will be celebrating you at St. Expedito. So you really should come on the 28th of September.
Yes, that was his first visit to the U.S., so I guess we'll have to get you back for another Archangel Michael celebration, Mike.
Well, you never know. Just hold that thought. You never know.
You do. I'll try to make my way up to West Palm Beach.
Well, if you can make your way there, I'm sure I can make my way there. But remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of the Mike Spirit FM page. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deanna.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, so I think that time has come for us to maybe have a little drink of water and play our next track. So I know again that you're going to absolutely love this song. So let's just press it and see what happens. Well, Sarah, did you enjoy that one?
I love that one.
I thought you would have. Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines. And Sarah, I want to do this one just a little bit different here now. And I want you to take this call, okay?
Okay.
Because I know who this caller is, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to give you any more information. Just let's just hand you straight over to Sarah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who am I speaking to?
Teresa.
Teresa?
Yeah.
All right, Teresa. How are you today?
Thank you.
Good. And Teresa, what is your birth month and day, Teresa?
It's the 6th of the 2nd, 74.
Okay. Teresa, what I love about your energy is that you have such spectacular light energy, and you actually have quite a bit of connection around you with your fairies and angels. Do you speak to the fairies and the angels, Teresa?
Not I'm aware of.
Okay. I see fairies around you, angels. It's a lot of lightheartedness they bring to you. They want you to have fun. They want you to laugh. They want you to enjoy yourself, Teresa. The way they show you is that this is your time to have fun, that the times that have kept you kind of bound and by chains and you haven't been able to do what you want, there's a time for change that's going to bring you some more fun. This is the year for you to have fun, Teresa. Are you looking to have more fun this year?
I hope so.
Yes. What is your question for me, Teresa? I know that you have a particular question in your mind.
Basically, is anything in my life going to change?
I do see change coming for you. Bear with me. Let me see what they show me. Teresa, I'm seeing an opportunity for you to make a change. I actually see a move coming for you as well. And I see you moving by the end of this year. There's a move that's going to come that's going to kind of, it's a change, it's a move of location for you. Are you looking to move, Teresa?
Well, I was thinking about it.
Yeah, that opportunity will present itself. It's almost as if you need to break out of almost a cycle that you've been in. And sometimes you need to facilitate that by making a move, making a change, but it's in a physical way that I show a move. And I also see that, do you have a question about love, Teresa? Because I feel like something is not right between you and love. There's a disconnect, an emptiness in love. Does this make sense to you?
No.
Okay. What is your question about love, Teresa?
No, I'm fine with my love.
Okay.
I've got a granddaughter on the way, and I'm really happy.
Okay. All right. I just feel that there's something else more coming for you in the way of love and loving relationships beyond a granddaughter. So I want you to look for that, because there's something that could even be closer. And if what I'm saying to you does not make sense to you now, what I have learned about the spirit world is that they will come to show it to us at another time in another place. We will see things that need to be looked at. So there's something about love and connections with loved ones that is going to be strengthened and bring you guys closer together, because I see a little space that has room for filling around you. I hope I've been of help to you, Teresa.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, this is well, as you probably noticed, the studio has not changed a little bit from one voice to the next, because Teresa is actually in Studio One with us.
Oh, okay.
And Teresa is my sister, so thank you, Sarah.
All right.
She came into Studio One sneakily and said, "I want a reading." I said, "Well, I've got a perfect guest on to give you a reading." So, thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
So let's go back to the phone lines, and we have area code 347. Hi, area code 347. Can I take your name, please?
Hi, my name is Kira.
Kira.
Yes.
Okay, Kieran, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm in Georgia.
In Georgia, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I just called for general.
Just a general reading. Okay. General
yes,
reading.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Kieran, my forte is to link to the spirit world, as you know. And
yes.
I'll do that for you, Kieran, and then see where we go. Is that all right?
Thank you, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Kira, and you know, I'm aware of a lady that I feel that was very much nursed before she passed on to the spirit world, because I'm aware that I want to nurse this lady in some way before she passes on to the spirit world there. She makes me aware that the latter part of her life that she was like this for, that she needed the care, and she tells me it progressively got worse towards the end, so now that the care would have been stepped up to the point where we was looking after this lady maybe full time, for want of a better word, before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know as well that she makes me aware to say to you as well that, you know, she looked quite aged within her features. So, you know, if I had to put an age up on this lady, I would say maybe her late 70s, maybe early 80s of when she passed. So certainly that's the age she looks, if I can say that there to you, because as she says, that she got quite aged before she passed there. So I know that she looks late 70s, early 80s. Now, I do believe I want to link this lady quite closely there to you. I believe that she comes on a love kind of relationship. So this would be like mother, grandmother, that kind of level as she comes forward. And I know that she talks to me about that the care that she received, that she was very grateful for. So I know that her family, or those that was closest to her, rallied around her then in some way to bring the upliftment and the encouragement to this lady. Does that make sense there to you?
It's possibly an aunt, my mother's sister.
Your
it
mom.
Could be her mother, too, because they both were in the 70s, her older sister or either the mother.
Okay, so which one of them suffered quite greatly in the body before they passed?
One had cancer, my aunt did, and she was pretty bad. Okay. And my grandmother was with her breathing.
Okay, so which one of them was being taken care of by someone? Was that your aunt? Was it your aunt who was being taken?
My aunt, yes.
Because the information, all of them as fits, not just bits and pieces. So it's your aunt
yes.
comes forward, bless her. And I know as she comes forward around your life, Akira, at the moment, you know, I feel as if, you know, I'm just tired. And I feel that this is the way that you've been tired of everything that's going on in your life. And, you know, you're just crying out, if I can say that there to you, for someone or for something to come into your life to change things. Because, you know, it's so... And excuse the expression, but it's so boring. It's the same thing day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, if I can put that there to you. And it's
yes.
like I'm crying out for something to change in my life. And I know that, you know, the words that comes in is so near, but yet so far away. So I know that, you know, no matter how hard you try, it seems to be like if it's in touch and distance, but it never really comes to fruition is the right word. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do, yes.
See, I don't mean perfect because that's the way your life is. Perfect because what she tells me is right. But I know I'm closer to say to you there that, you know, it can change. But you've got to want to make a change there, Kira, yourself. So I know that I need to say that to you, you know. But you're not the one that accepts change too much. You don't like different things. Do you understand that?
I do, yes, yes.
So you are in a catch-22 situation where you want it, but you won't accept it. Okay, and it's only so many times that the spirit world can come and knock up on your door, for want of a better word, because if you don't accept the things that's changing in your life, then you're never going to have change, okay? So I know that,
yeah.
you know, it's the old story of, you know, you need to lay your defenses down a little bit to allow yourself
okay.
these changes to come in there. I mean this with all the deepest compassion ever, but bless you, you have tried. But you just can't do it. Does that make sense there to you?
You are right, yes. It makes a lot of sense, a lot.
Thank you, because I know that's why I'm being told.
You know, it's funny because I left New York and I'm here and I'm still surrounded by my family, the same family I tried to get away from, I'm so close to. And it's like, I want to go. But I still have to go. I'm not finished going, but I know I can't run from me. So what you're saying makes a lot of sense.
Perfect. See, and you know, doesn't that just demonstrate you of how close that your aunt is there to you in the spirit world?
Yes.
About close to you.
Yes, and I thank her and you both. Thank you.
No problem at all. You know, she makes me aware that, you know, I don't know if it was, okay, it's you. She says to me about, tell you about, is there a problem with your legs at the minute, Kira? Is the one keeps playing up then? Let's just put it that way there to you.
Well, you know what? I had swelling. I did have swelling. They wanted to do surgery on both legs. But it's been okay.
Okay, so you understand the conditions with your legs, because your aunt says, tell her about your legs.
Yes.
And
yeah.
again, another way of proving to you that she is there with you. And she says, you know,
yes.
that I'm not going to swear, but she says, that damn car, do you understand the car? It keeps giving you trouble or something. Or you've been trying to sort out the car?
No, I have a new car, but the other car did, yeah. It was bouncy, yeah.
Right. See, because she says, that damn car, and I know that's the way she talks to me there. So I know, so if it were, well, I'm no mechanic, I don't know, but whatever would make a car bouncy, you know, it's just her way of saying it to you that she understands about this bouncy car. I don't mean to laugh. I do apologize. But,
yes.
You know, I got visions of you driving down the street in this bouncy car. And I think a lot of us would pay a lot of money for a bouncy car.
You know what it was? It was a Lexus, and it was the hydraulic system. And I'm like, I'm just going to bounce. Because I didn't travel much, of course. I wasn't traveling much at all. So I just said, oh, I'll just take the streets.
Okay, well, you know, I think I might go out and buy a Lexus. I really do. I can imagine myself bouncing down the highway. It could be so.
I had taken it and taken it, and I kept doing stuff. I just got another one. I went Nissan, no hydraulics, and that's it.
You know,
no more bouncing.
No more bouncing. But sometimes the plain and simpler ones are probably the best sometimes. And I'm not saying that, mind you, every listener. You know, don't. I'm not saying don't go and buy a Lexus because they're bouncing. Please don't get me wrong. But,
no.
You know, what I'm saying, maybe I could do with a bouncy car sometimes, you know, particularly when the kids, you know, I do have a bouncy car because the kids are in the back of the seat and they're singing and just envision this now. I'm driving down the highway and I've got the radio on. Me and Kerry are sat in the front. The kids are in the back and maybe something like, you know the song, This Girl Is On Fire? I'm not going to sing it to you. Cause
yeah.
No, that song comes on, and the back end of the car feels as if it's swaying back and forth. What's going on? And I look in my rear view mirror there, and the kids are swaying with the car, going, this
girl. Oh, wow.
You know, the car shakes back and forth, so I do have a bouncy car as well, so I can relate to that. So maybe I can trade in the kids and keep the car.
No, oh, gosh.
Know that your auntie is there with you in the spirit world, taking the best of care she can. And remember the advice of what she is saying. You know, you've got to change to have that change. Kira, I'm going to hand the rest over to you.
All right. Kira, how are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I thank your aunt for giving us the visual, because now I see Mike in a bouncy car going down Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach the way to Sarah. But Kira, one of the things I was getting from Spirit is that you are incredibly strong, but you're also incredibly stubborn. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah, God. You know, you're from New York, right? Yeah.
It does.
You are just so hard-headed. Kira, when is your birth month and day, please?
April 7th.
Okay. Yeah, that says a lot to me just right there. But I'm not an astrologer, but I tell you that is in such an alignment. You know, Kira, I do see a move for you. I know you're in Georgia, but I don't feel that you're going to stay in Georgia. I see another location for you. I also see that you're tired of the same old, same old. You're ready to break out of the routine. There's something new for you. There's some kind of different way for you to make money, almost a part-time business, a business. There's something, a creation of yours. There's something that you need to put together for you, so you can sustain yourself. One of the things that Spirit wants you to know, and they're very firm about this, is let your heart's desires be spoken only unto you. They want you to keep your mouth quiet.
Oh, you were in my house, because I keep saying it and I keep opening my mouth.
Yes,
I keep saying I'm going to keep it to myself. I have it in me to keep it to myself, and I just let it out.
Yeah.
And whatever I say, everybody around me does.
You know what I just heard? I just heard Ralph Cramden, Jackie Gleason from The Honeymooners saying, you got a big mouth, Alice. Okay?
Yeah.
Because what you do is you put out what you would like to accomplish. So you put it out into the energy field, and then you put it in front of all the naysayers. And they're like, oh, this isn't going to work, or blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
or
yes.
Who are
yes.
not in favor of it. Maybe they don't want to see you pass them by, or maybe they want to be selfish and hold you to themselves, because you do so much for everybody. They tend to lose if you go out and branch out on your own, because you've got like almost like puppies who are breastfeeding off of you. You have so many people who are feeding off your energy, your finances, your kindness, and there's nothing wrong with being kind, but some of these people require some tough love and they need to stand on their own two feet, but you're not listening to your spirits. You are blessed with your own connections. I actually see in the dream state, they try to show you what you need to know, and you're not paying attention.
They really are.
Yeah, and you're sleeping, wake up and go, oh, whatever, not sure what that means, but I don't have time to sit and figure it out. Stay still, breathe, meditate, stop trying to think and control everything, because you cannot create the world that the heavens have for you when you're trying to do it all on your own. Surrender,
yes.
And all the doors are going to open. Business is coming for you. You have your own business coming, and I see you move outside of Georgia so that you can really rebuild yourself. And when you move, don't say anything. Send them a postcard, and after you're already gone. God bless you.
Okay. Honey. Thank you so much. I needed that. Thank you both.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you, Keira, for calling. Remember, please download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much, Keira, for calling in.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
You know, Mike, I have to say that on Facebook, I have Mick Paul Green, who wants me to say hello to him because he follows us, and he said, well, just like Mike mentions people, I need you to mention me, so I want to make sure that I say hi to Mick, okay?
Mick Green, well, you know, never know. Hold that thought, because, you never know. That's all I'm going to say, Sarah.
Oh, no, here we go.
We've already said, hi to Mick Green as well from the chat room in the very beginning. He likes to hear his name several times on the radio. So should we say one more time?
Yes, let me do it, because he told me I had such a sweet, tender voice. I want to make sure I give him all the love that he's looking for. So I'm going to give a great shout out to Mick Paul Green, and thank you for listening to the show and supporting us.
Well, I'm sure Mick Paul Green right now is smiling.
Blushing.
Say that.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that Mick is in the chat room, and Mick, thank you very much for listening. So let's go to... I get myself into trouble here. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, you are.
Okay, let's go to area code 404 and say hi and welcome to 404. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. This is Rosemary calling from Georgia as well. So two Georgia calls.
Two Georgia calls. Well, that's fine, Rosemary. And can we ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
I'm calling because I'd like to know a little bit more about the spirit guides who are walking with me and what messages they may have for me.
Okay, well, I'll do my very best here for you to make a link to the spirit world and see what comes off of that and see where we go. Is that okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Rosemary, you know, the first thing I'm aware of to say to you is that, there must be some kind of an awareness with yourself to do with the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
Because, the words I'm hearing straight off is, she knows all about us. Okay, so I know that there is an awareness. I know in some way that you're able to connect to the spirit world, maybe in the way that I'm doing or whichever way that you are connecting. I certainly feel power. I'm aware of, like, healing, Rosemary. Do you understand that you like to work with a healing vibration sometimes?
That's news to me. I always have attributed it to just really good intuition.
Okay, that's fine. So long as you understand the information, I'm aware of you understand the spirit world. And would I be right in saying, Rosemary, that your palms or your hands get very hot and very clammy sometimes?
Yes.
Okay, see, because I know that's the healing vibration that comes through. And every time my hands are very warm and clammy, that's what that means, okay, that there's lots of healing vibration around me. Now, I know as I'm building this communication up here with you, I know that I've got a lady, again, the first of all, that links with you from the spirit world. And I know that this lady makes you aware that she lost quite a lot of weight before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she almost went down to nothing, she tells me. And as she shows herself there to me, I know that I'm seeing her, and she went down to virtually nothing before she passed there. I know I'm aware of her that she's lying in a hospital, so I know that she would have spent some time in a hospital before she passed. But I do believe she was restricted to a bed or something like a bed before she went home to the spirit world. Do you understand who this lady is?
Yes, that's my grandmother.
That's your grandmother. In your mum's side, though, is it?
Yes, it is.
Because she says to me, I'm in mum's side, dear, until I'm from her mum's side. And she says to me that there were two different characters. So your mum's mum, totally different from your dad's mum. That's what she tells me. I'm two different characters from the other one. So is that right?
two different what? I'm sorry, you cut out there for a moment.
Okay, two different characters, mum's mum to dad's mum.
Correct, yes.
She says to me, make sure you tell her which way I am, okay? And I know that she's your mum's mum that comes forward. And I know as your mum's mum comes here, see, she makes me aware of my stomach, and my stomach churns. And I know whenever I feel this, that results with like a cancerous kind of condition. And I do believe this is what passed this lady home to the spirit world. And she says to me, it's before they found all sorts of cures for this. So I know that we go back some time with your grandmother when she passed. So I know that the cures that was with now maybe wasn't with us when this lady passed there, Rosemary. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, bless her. Because I know that she's come forward, and you know, she's the one that makes me aware of an inability, an awareness there with yourself. And I know I have to say that to you, as she makes a connection here, that, you know, you need to stop being so harsh on yourself. Are you being harsh on yourself at the moment?
Always.
Always.
Something I have to manage.
Because I know that I'm being told you're very hard on yourself. You never give yourself enough credit for what you do. I know that you're a very, the kind of person you're characterized you are is a very, would show lots of love. You would give lots of love, but you won't receive any of it back. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Because it's like as if I'll give you as much credit as I can, but don't you dare give me any back because I don't deserve it. You know, I feel in that kind of way. So is that right, the way that you feel sometimes?
Not that I don't deserve it, but I don't need it to give.
Okay,
I'm a very generous giver.
There we are. See, so long as you understand, that's the main important thing here, okay? Because I know that I give lots, but receive very little back, okay? Now, I know that this lady, your grandmom that comes from the spirit world, she says to me that she's around you because she needs to be at the moment. Now, what do you write in the Rosemary? Sometimes she takes me to my back area. Do you suffer with problems maybe around your back area at the moment?
No.
You don't?
I mean, every now and then, when I wake up in the morning, it may be tight.
Okay. Okay, well, I don't know. I'm aware of my back, okay? Let's just give it to you in a different way. I'm aware of my back problems. If it's not you, then who is one of the complains of the lower part of the back?
I have a very close friend right now who's having some problems with their back.
Okay. And is this friend just taking medication for this?
Currently, she just started, yes.
All right. So you can know that it's to do medication is doing things there, and we take medication. Now, you know, I can't tell you anything about medication. I'm not a doctor, okay? What I do through the day, my daytime job is a bricklayer. And, you know, as an evening or any free spare time I have, I work for the spirit. So, you know, I'm far from the word doctor there. But I'm certainly aware to say that you're about this back, and this lady is aware of this. I know that she knows of your friend, your close friend. And again, it's just her way of saying to you, look, I've been in your life. I know what's going on. I'm always there with you, okay? So it's her way of proving to you that she's around your vibration at the moment, okay? She says to me that you kind of need this this evidence that there's life after death at the moment in your life. Do you understand of that?
Yes, yes.
Because you've been finding it difficult to, what's the right word? Put it all together as one. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Sarah, I'm going to hand the rest of it over to you.
Okay. Rosemary, one of the things that Spirit wants you to know is that all is well. There's really nothing for you to concern yourself with. All your worries are what you feel you need to do to figure your life out. But if you just leave it in the hands and surrender, it's all going to come together. There's a lot of healing energy around you. You may not be in tune with it, as Mike said, it is there. And that healing energy is going to open up, not so that you can heal other people as much as you're going to be able to use it to heal yourself, to heal your heart, to heal your soul, so that you can transform into the beautiful gem that your grandmother always saw you to be. You will walk in the spirit world. You will one day, if you choose a free will, like Mike and I have free will, you do as well, all of us do, and you will have the opportunity to get closer to the spirit world and perhaps do work for the spirit world in whatever capacity you choose, just realize that your destiny is blessed and that everything that you do will turn to gold if you simply allow things to just be. And when your questions aren't answered, you wait in patience and understand that all's going to be revealed in God's time. That's the message Spirit has for you, Rosemary.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate that. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Well, the pleasure is all ours, Rosemary, it really is. But remember, and you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much, Rosemary, for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, so let's go to our next caller. Okay, and remember when I said hold on to your hat?
Yes.
Okay, let's bring him on. This is my friend, and this is somebody that says that you have a sexy voice. Hi, I'm Mick, you're there with us. Shouting out, Mick, are you good?
Can you hear me, Mike?
Oh, terrible connection, but just about.
How are you?
That's a little bit better, yes, I'm doing very well, thank you, Mick. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, Mike, not too bad.
Okay, well, Sarah, as he says that you have a sexy voice, I think I better let you start there.
Okay, wonderful. Mick, how are you today?
I'm very well, Sarah. How are you?
Good. Good. Mick, what is your birth month and day, please?
It's the 23rd of January.
Okay. Spirit says for you to focus on what it is you truly want to accomplish and don't lose sight of the end result of the goal. Sometimes you get overwhelmed. You get messages as well. You get bits and pieces of evidence and information from Spirit, but you have some, I'm going to use the word big goals. There's something big that you want to accomplish. Does that make sense to you, Mick?
It does, yes.
Okay. It is going to come. Oh, I'm covered in chills, Mick. I can tell you that it is going to come to pass. Everything that you aspire to will come into reality. But you have to do it in little bits and pieces. Don't get distracted. It seems like you're a little scattered as far as the worldly things that you're trying to manage to achieve the goal. And you don't have to prove yourself anymore. There was like a period of time in the past 2 years where I get the sense from Spirit you were really trying to prove yourself. You have nothing to prove. They're with you. They give you the messages you need. They give you the information you need. And all you need to do is relay it to the people, talk to the people, share with the people, and just be yourself. Your heart is of gold. Your intellect and your heart do battle. Sometimes perhaps you wrestle with that because your brain is so high functioning. There's so much information in there, and your heart is just so open to give that sometimes you're trying to make sense of things for yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Everything what you just said, I can relate to, yes.
Okay, wonderful. And I do see a lot of progress for you, Mick. I really do. I feel that the next year and a half is going to be a time of change for you, for promotion, for you to be more in the, I'm going to use the word spotlight, public light. Do you work in the public right now?
I do some demonstrations of mediumship.
Okay. Well, I see more coming for you. I see you growing, blossoming. You know, I'm giving the analogy, or that Spirit is showing me that when we plant the seeds, not all the seeds grow at once. So every flower has its time to grow. And it's not that you're a late bloomer. It's just that you're not fully in bloom yet, but it's going to come to pass. So be open to receive it. And I see you traveling as well, not just staying in the UK. I see you traveling around the world. And, you know, you never know. You might end up in West Palm Beach, Florida one day.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. But I do see you doing some traveling, Mick. So I see touching people's lives and your skill and art becoming more and more proficient every day. Just be open to receive the messages and be of service, and great things are coming for you, Mick. I hope I've been of help and service to you today.
Absolutely brilliant, Sarah. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Well, Mick, I'm going to work with you for a minute, if that's okay.
Go on then, yeah.
Oh, I like that. I go, go on then, yeah. No, sir, I just said the spirit, should we work with Mick? And the answer I had back, well, yes, I'm his grandmother, I'm here. And then he says, oh, go on then. That's
right. Decent,
isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Silent. Oh, gone silent.
That much.
Mick, I know that I want to work there because I know I've got someone here with me that I believe it's your grandmother.
Okay.
But I want to work with someone from your mum's side of your family because I'm looking at this lady and she's quite short. I know that she's quite a short, slim lady before she passed on to the spirit world. For some reason, she keeps showing me her hands. So I know that you're at difficulty. I believe it's like whether it be like arthritis or something, because I'm having difficulty of grip and hold of things. Holding things tightly is difficult for this lady before she passed. And I know that she comes through on such a loving vibration that she just wants to hold you so tight at the moment in your life. Do you understand of who she is?
I do, Mike, yes.
And would I be right in saying that this is your grandmother?
It is, yes.
Bless her heart, because I know that she's come here and she's taken the time to be with us tonight because she says to me that there's a need for her to be in your life. And she says to me about frustration, and you'd understand a little frustration. I know that we are connected to Facebook, and I know that sometimes, you know, it is very frustrating for you. But would you understand? She says to me, this has not been on Facebook. Stop trying to make things fit. So I know she gave me a bit of a tell. So in your life, that there's a little bit of frustration, I believe it's to do with not your work. Do you understand of this?
I've always got a lot of frustration, to be honest, Mike. I'm just kind of going like, I let things get to me.
Okay, because I'm aware to say that you know, there's things in your life that shouldn't even be affecting you, and they are at the moment, okay? And it's like, if I just want to pull my hair out, but you know within the fullness of time, the creases will be ironed out. And, you know, it's the same old scenario. You look forward to do what you want to do. You will achieve what you want to achieve. But by doing things on your own time and in your own way, do you understand of this?
I do, yeah.
For some reason, she keeps wanting me to brush her hair for some reason, comb her hair, because I know that she just wants me to hold this brush. So would you understand with your grandmother that she would have liked, or we would have had to brush her hair before she passed? Because she says to me, look, it looks, you need to make it right. So do you understand of that?
I can understand that, Mike, but what it is, the comb and the hair, I'm forever doing my daughter's hair.
Right.
I'm always blow drying it and combing it all the time.
Right, okay. So long as you understand it, that's the main thing there, because she just puts a brush on my hand and I want to just brush her hair. And she says to me, it has to be right. It has to be right. So I know that whatever she talks about. So if it's your daughter's hair that you are brushing at the moment, then, you know, she's quite particular. It has to be right and quite fussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. See, I know I've been told as well, you know, that... recently that you've been worried about, I don't want to talk about health because I can't, because I'm not a doctor, but would you understand why I would say that you've got a health issue that there's worrying about in life?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I know that I want to say that we've been concerned about this, but not just with yourself, there's someone else that's going through some traumatic time. Who's the one that's been complaining of their chest at the moment?
Me.
That's you, Mick, is it? Okay, because I know I'm aware of this chest problem that I'm having. Because I know, see, I don't know if you can hear me as I'm breathing. It's
I'm a son, Mike, because my son had a big operation.
Your son has had a big operation?
Yeah, on his chest. He had an open heart surgery.
Ah, bless. Okay, because I know I want to gasp for my breath here. I know that's the way I want to bring this in here to you, okay? So if it's your son that's been having, has had an open heart surgery, then know the spirit world is with him. Taking care of him, taking care of yourself, see, and that's where the strain on the family comes in. See, and that's what I was picking up earlier on not just work situations, is everything in your life. It seems to be one thing after another, doesn't it, Mick?
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Mick, I'm not going to spend too much longer with you because I know that we've, you know, worked many times there. But you know, take the love from the spirit. Well, know that they're around you. And as you know, as Sarah quite rightly said, you know, it's the same we have here in Wales. Head down, bottom up, and get on with it, isn't it?
Yeah,
So please take the love of the spirit world. Know that they're there with you. And remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Cheers, Mike. Thanks, Sarah, as well.
No problem. Well, Sarah, I'm going to lay you in a little secret because me and Mick will be working together live very, very soon a charity event. He's nabbed me. He's had me. He's nabbed me. And we've agreed to do a charity night with Mick.
Wonderful.
I believe it's quite soon as well, isn't it?
13th of September, I believe.
13th of September.
Yep.
Perfect. Perfect. That's good. Just enough time for you all to do your charity event and for you to come on to South Florida. So that works for us.
West Palm Beach. Here we come. Okay.
That's right.
Take the love of the spirit world. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Cheers, guys.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to area code. Hang on. I've just lost where I am. Okay, we've got quite a few same area codes. We've got 561. We've got quite a few of you, so let's not all jump together. Your number ends in 484. 561 and ending in 484. Hi, can we take your name, please?
My name's Michelle.
Michelle.
Yes, how are you today?
Okay, Michelle, yeah, well, I'm doing very well. Thank you, Michelle. And yourself?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Okay, and can I ask you, Michelle, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Boca Raton.
From where, sorry?
Florida. I'm calling from Florida.
Florida, wonderful. Okay, Sarah, it seems to be all the end of the woods today. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, and Michelle, what was the reason that you called in for?
I've had a lot of changes in my life the last 3 years, and I'm just trying to figure out where everything is going for my future.
Okay. So there's been lots of changes and just trying to figure out where things are going in your future. Okay. Well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, Michelle, and I'll do that for you and see what comes of that. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. See, because I know that I'm aware of someone that makes me aware of being like your granddad. They're in the spirit world. And as I'm aware of this granddad, you know, he just reminds me of someone that I could sit and just enjoy his company and just laugh with, Michelle, if I can say that there to you, because he tells me that when he was with us, there was never a dull moment in his life. I know that he liked his life very much of a routine. He liked the pattern. He liked the consistency, if I can say that word, within his life, because I know I like to keep things on the move all the time before he passes on to the spirit world there. He does tell me that he passed very suddenly, and excuse the waste on the cop, but I just went home very quickly. I just, the words I would use, I dropped and went. Okay, that's the way he makes me aware to see to you of how he passed on to the spirit world. I know that he wasn't a very big man. He's quite slight, in fact, quite slim of his build before he passes on to the spirit world. But very much of a casually dressed kind of a man, very much of the, you know, I'll just get on with my life. That's the way he comes forward. Do you understand him, Michelle?
Yes.
And this is your granddad, yeah?
Yes.
Good, because he comes forward and he says to me that I need to make you aware that he's in your life. I need to make you aware that, you know, that... See, in some way, Michelle, would I be right in saying to you that you have some knowledge of the spirit world, but you would like more? Is that right with you?
That's true.
Because I know that I'm being told that the knowledge that you have is quite... it's quite good. So whatever you've had training or whatever you've had education, then it's you know that you've had good education. But it's like I want to go to the next level now, Michelle. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, see, because as I want to go to the next level, I want to say that to you that, you know, you will just be able to just easily fit into that pattern, you know, and stop being so scared. I know that sounds a bit silly, but do you understand that you're a little bit scared of going to the next level there?
I have been a little scared.
Okay, and that's fine, you know. I get scared all the time because, you know, I think to myself, sometimes if we move along too quick, it's a bit scary. But, you know, always the spirit will always do what's right by us, okay? And, you know, always allow them to or rather always allow yourself to be fully in control of what's going on, and, you know, remembering you are the captain of your own ship. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Sarah, I'm going to hand the rest of it over to you.
Okay, Michelle, what is your birth month and day, please?
June 25th.
June 25th, okay. Okay. Spirit is showing me that, Michelle, you have the opportunity to blossom not just spiritually with a connection with Spirit, but within yourself. It's almost as if you have to take time for yourself now. This is your time, your turn. It's almost like you had to navigate through some rocky waters. You say the past 3 years have brought change, but Spirit actually takes me back 5 years, that there were some things that were changing all the way back into, I want to say, 2008. And there's been a steady stream of changes, and now things are just going to settle down, and you get to step into your own. I see a lot of healing energy around you. I don't know if you've studied Reiki or been thinking about studying Reiki, but I see this energy around you so that you can connect with it and utilize it for yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does a little bit, yeah.
Okay, is that something you're considering, studying Reiki or some kind of healing?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not looking to do that. I mean, it's been like a very faint thought. I mean, there's
okay.
been so much going on in my life that somebody actually mentioned something to the effect of that to me.
Right. And sometimes when things are going on in the life, we need to do something different than what we've been doing so that we can heal ourselves and change the energy within ourselves. Michelle, I feel you have a specific question you want answered. Can you ask us a question, please? Because I know you're talking changes, but I know there's a particular area that you're looking for guidance in.
I just feel like the past 3 years have been so completely negative in my life that I'm just hoping that there's some type of light, you know, at the end of the tunnel for me. That's the best way I could say it to them.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. There is light at the end of the tunnel. You know, they're telling me that you have to move forward from this. It's almost like the fear of the experience is holding you still. Does that make sense to you? They use that word fear. Is there a fear associated with the difficulties you've been through?
Not so much fear. It's just it's not the fear that's been really holding me back.
Okay. Well, they talk about you being held back, and they talk about a component of fear, so I have to honor what they tell me. And I'm going to share with you that it's going to change. There is going to be a change. There's a great healing that's going to happen within you. There's a rebuilding that's going to come. And when this comes to pass, you're going to see that light. And I'm getting the sense that this July, and when you first started to talk to Mike, I wrote the number 7 representing July, and Spirit was, as Mike was speaking to you, they were telling me that July is going to be a turning point for you. That's going to be the beginning of the change that's in your favor to bring you a breath of fresh air, the healing that you need, the recovery that you need, and the peace that you're seeking. So it's going to be a good time of change for you in July.
That would be great. I have like a weird question to ask you while I do have you on the phone now.
Yes.
Anytime I take pictures of one of my children, not both of them, just one, it could be an occasion or anything, and in the photos there's always these circles. Even when somebody else takes the pictures of one of my child, there's just these circles, and I didn't know if that really meant anything, if those are like, people tell me they could be orbs or auras or whatever it could be. I just didn't know what you make of that.
Sarah, do you mind coming in and answer that question?
Go right ahead.
Because sometimes, you know, yes, orbs can appear, and particularly if it's only with one child or if it's in a photograph with other people in, but that one child is in there. You know, orbs are spirit beings, okay? There's nothing to worry about with an orb. An orb is an energy from the spirit world, an energy of someone. So with that particular child, it would say that, you know, there's someone over them. Now, does that circle, that orb, or whatever you want to call it, does it differ in size? Does it differ in color? Is it different?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes there could just be one large one. Sometimes it could be four smaller ones. But for some reason, And it's funny, it's not just from one camera. It could be somebody else's camera. It's somebody sending me a picture. There's just, it could be in different areas. It could be just every time there's an occasion or every time she's at a party, there's always these in her pictures.
Okay. Now, again, there's nothing to worry about. Orbs are spirit energy, okay? Now, spirit, a spirit of a person, and, you know, very often, you know, because when we're taking pictures, you've got to remember, it's the sixth lens on the digital camera that can pick up the spirit energy. And, you know, lots of times we use digital equipment what we call in investigations, okay, which, you know, lots of us do. So, you know, it's nothing to worry about. Certainly, you know, I would say that there's a spirit that is attracted to your child, and very much, I don't mean attracted, what I mean by is like either the like grandmother, grandfather, whoever, someone has come and you know, settled their vibration there. So know that that one has been taken care of, particularly as well, you know, like the rest of you have been taken care of there from the spirit world. Does that answer that question a bit there for you?
Oh, it does. I was just always curious about that because it's just something that's been going on for the past 2 years, and it's just, I have so many. I'd like to stack the pictures of these orbs in her, in all her pictures. So I was always curious about that.
Perfect. Okay. Well, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day now.
The pleasure is ours.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, Sierra, I'm going to play another song here, okay, and I'm going to go to this one because I know that we love it, and I'm sure that you're going to. So let's press this and enjoy.
This is your song. I wrote it for you. It'll take all our lives just to help us get through. You were our friend, walked with you till the end. Cause this is your song.
Well, what a lovely song this is, isn't it?
Beautiful song.
You know, that was Ronan Keaton. And Ronan Keaton sang that for his mum. And I thought, what an appropriate song to play on Mother's Day. I mean, obviously it's Mother's Day in America. It's not in the UK yet. Which I know that we got a little bit confused last year about this, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And, you know, we celebrate Mother's Day here a different day to the day than they do in America. played that one here for all the mums there in America, and hope that you all enjoyed that. So that includes you, Sarah, as well. And I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you, Mike. It's a beautiful song.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the phone lines again. And again, I want you to take this next caller. And maybe they want a big shout out. And maybe in that sexy voice again. Okay.
Oh, no.
I know. You know, I do it all the time too, Sarah, don't I?
You do.
I know. I'm a little bit of a, you know, a devil, you know, when it comes to people that knows you, that wants a big shout out off you. So let's bring on our next caller. I know that you're going to know this man's voice as soon as it comes in. And I'm going to say hello there to a good friend, Mr. P.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Hello, this is Paul.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully, Paul. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I thought of ringing for a reading for me, if you don't mind.
Not a problem. Paul, what is your birth month and day?
Birth month is the 11th and 17th.
Okay. Paul, I'm getting a sense from your spirit that... Oh, you're just about bloody had it. Is that true? You're kind of
you're
tired. You're tired, right? You're just so tired. It's like you feel like life is passing you by and you're sitting on the bus stop and you're watching the buses go by. So you go to the train station, you figure a train will pick you up and nothing's happening. It's like you're in a holding pattern and you're mad, Paul. You're mad. You feel like you're getting, I don't want to use the word cheated, but slighted. It's like you're not getting your chance, your break. This is not where you thought you would be at this juncture of your life. You wanted something more, and you're wondering when. So now that I recap this emotional tyrant inside of you that wants to explode, and sometimes it's like you get angry when you're alone, the spirit world wants you to just calm down, relax. You are looking for things that are not in place yet. And I know you feel like you've waited a long time, and they particularly grab my heart and they say, matters of the heart, Sarah, he's looking for this connection in love that's going to complete him. Does this make sense to you, Paul?
Yes, it does.
All right. Love is coming. Love is coming. There's a connection in love. You sometimes try to take round pegs, people that you think fit a description, fit a concept, and try to put them in square holes. Allow people to reveal themselves to you before you get excited about them, before you think, ooh, maybe this is the one. You get ahead of yourself, Paul. Spirit says, slow down. That's why they're holding you at the damn bus stop. You need to stop. Because what's coming for you is wonderful, but you are feeling also as if you don't have much to bring to the table. So there's a part of you that's feeling like, I know I want this, but you don't feel worthy. And I don't mean that you know that you're a good person, but you don't feel like you have enough to offer. But love comes in so many ways and so many forms, and love comes when you least expect it. And I can assure you, Paul, that it is coming. I know you want a timeline. They're telling me he wants to know when, Sarah, give him a timeline. And there is no timeline that they're going to give you, because every time somebody gives you a snippet of information, you run with it like blinders on, and that's all you hold on to is this bit of information. So they want you to just be open so that you don't make a choice that's based on one concrete connection that doesn't encapsulate the full picture of the person you're supposed to be with. I also see money coming to you. They tell me they kind of show you at a table, and I don't know if you keep change in your pocket, but they're showing me change, and it's just like you're almost like you kind of counting, and I know you're not counting your official change, but you feel like you have to count every penny, that the flow is not there for you. There is a way for you to make money, because now they take me under the table, and they're kind of giving me the sense of you're counting your money on the table, but the money that's going to come to you in the future is under the table. There's going to be something on the side you're going to do, something that's going to balance your finances. And with this fabulous balance, you're going to be able to build a nice, stable financial picture for yourself, because they feel that you feel like you're financially on rocky terms, the rocky roads. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Money is coming to you, a business idea, networking. You need to utilize your skills, your intellect, your connection. You need to network with people. Network with people, and when you least expect it, love's going to come. It's like you focus on one thing. You're stubborn as all get out, Paul, I got to tell you. And you focus on one thing, and you don't want to look to anything else. So focus on being free for what the universe is going to bring to you. Because first you're looking for love, then you're focusing on money, then you're just not being open to the timing that the universe has for you. I know you don't want to be alone, and Spirit says you will not be alone. And they're going to give me some semblance of a timeline, but it's you're not going to be alone for many more years. It's a short time. The vibration feels like less than 2 years because, you know, time and spirit are not identified the same way we do here on Earth, and they want you in this downtime, in this quiet time, go in yourself, heal yourself, forgive yourself, release, and work on your spiritual connection with the spirit world so that you can develop your mediumship, your spiritual gifts, and working with your angels, because there's a lot of angels around you. I hope I've been of help and service to you today, Paul.
Oh, you have. God, you shocked me now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Paul, let me thank you personally for connecting Mike and myself together all that time ago. Thank you.
It's what it's there for. It's for spirit, isn't it? It's getting the word out there. You two work together, and the energy just flows. So it was meant to be. If I could help in any other way, just let us know, because it's all about getting the word out there and getting Spirit's name out there. That's all it is.
That is correct, Paul. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sarah, because I know that, Paul, I want to work there with you quickly, okay? And I'm going to say quickly because our time is rapidly running away. I know I have someone here that wants to connect there to you from the spirit world. I know I have, I want to say a gentleman that comes forward from the spirit world, a gentleman that I want to say in his days that he would have been, I got to be careful with him because I don't wanna say the wrong things, particularly live on air. But, you know, he was quite a character, we'll say, when he was with us in this life. I know that he would have loved his what he'd done with his life, and only what he'd done he loved. I know that he's quite a harsh man as he comes forward, quite a stern man in his character-wise. I know that he comes forward in saying here to you that he connects within your family. I believe I want to link him to your mum's side of your family as he comes forward. But stern, I know that I would have loved a little a bet every now and again. I know I want to be out. I want to enjoy my life. And that's the way this man comes forward there, Paul. Do you understand who he is?
Yeah, he's my uncle.
He's your uncle, bless him. And I know that he passed home to the spirit world. He tells me of it being very cruel, or his pattern, should I say, was very cruel to him when he passed from this life. Is that right?
Yes.
And he says to me, you know, that I have to give it the way it comes, and I do apologize for that in hand. But he says to me, you know, he feels as if life dealt him a bad hand, and you know, he suffered, and he suffered in a way that was horrible to him when he passed on to the spirit world, and it was nothing that no one could give him, do for him, or help him in any way.
No.
Stand of this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he says to me that he's just pleased to see, towards the end of his life, that he kind of picked himself up a bit and stopped doing the things that affected him. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
You know, in some way, Paul, I feel as if I want to lose a limb here for some reason. I don't know why I want to lose a limb. I don't know whether it's with him. But would you understand of, like, as if I want to lose a limb?
No, sorry, I can't take that.
Okay, hang on a minute, because it could be with somebody else that I want to say that would have lost a limb before they passed on to the spirit world, because I feel as if I've only got like half of a one leg. So I know I've got one and a half leg. So I know I would have lost half of my limb before I passed on to the spirit world. And I feel as if there was like an operation to save him or save the limb. But
that's the other uncle.
That's the other uncle. Bless his heart.
Yeah.
He stepped in here. And I know that he makes it so important that he has to come through this evening. He says to me, it's important why he's here, and it's an important time of the year of why he would come. Do you understand of the importance around now, Paul, around him?
May. Yeah, I think it was his birthday, I think.
Okay, so you'd understand of the importance. Paul, I'm going to leave the love with you, okay? Know
lovely.
That
thank you.
Your life, and know that, you know, the spirit world is, you know, the words I want to give you, Paul, is, you know, we have been ready for a long time. We are waiting for you. Do you understand why I would say that to you, Paul?
No, I think you've got to make more sense of that. Yeah,
okay.
I understand. Yeah, it's sort of like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to get I've got to get myself in gear, I reckon.
Exactly. Okay,
yeah,
we
okay.
have been waiting for you for a long time.
Yeah.
But we are waiting for you, okay? Now, again, that now like takes me back to the right at the very beginning of the show when I said to Sarah that, you know, within the fullness of time, what's meant to be will be. And, you know, let it be to the divine spirit. Let them take control of it and let them take you the way that they need to take you. Paul, I'm going to leave their love with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And remember, download a copy of that in the archives and I'll say thank you very much for listening.
And thank you, Sarah, again. And I'll see you soon next year, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully I'll be there. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Paul has offered to carry the bags next time.
Yeah,
I know.
We're out of doubt.
I can't put it. A bag carrier. Paul, bless your heart and, you know, we'll chat with you soon.
Yeah, and bless you too. Thank you much. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sarah, I know that we haven't really got much time to go into another read, and I know that time has beaten us in some way here. But, you know, I want to remind everyone that they can get hold of you via Facebook by searching for Sarah Spiritual. That's just, or even go to my Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, and type in Sarah Spiritual and you'll come up. They can get hold of you via your website, which is www.sarahspiritual.com, isn't it?
That's correct.
And they can also get you on the Okeechobee Boulevard. and I said that one right. The Okeechobee Boulevard Street at the Expedito Enlightenment Center, where I know that you host wonderful parties, and I was privileged last year to be at the Archangel Michael celebrations, and hopefully, you never know, you'll see what happens, watch this space, and I know that we'll be welcoming you here into the UK soon. But Sarah, I know that I did tell a little fib at the beginning of the show.
Oh no, what happened?
I did say about that newspaper the magazine article, I said there was a chat, fate and fortune, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've just stood to be corrected. It's not chat. It's take a break.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's take a break, fate and fortune. It's on sale now in the shops. So go along and buy yourself a copy. I'm in page 24. Thank you, Kelly. Page 24. And it's all about how I became involved in spiritualism. You can see it on my Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. Go and have a look at it. And then go and buy yourself a copy and have a good read about it. Because, you know, actually, see, I was looking forward to reading about myself. And, you know, it's perfect to read about yourself sometimes, isn't it?
It's interesting, isn't it? Especially through someone else's eyes who's a stranger, and their interpretation of your story in print is always interesting.
Oh, most definitely, you know, and it was interesting to read that. And, you know, to me, it kind of sent a chill down my spine as I was reading it, because I was thinking, did I really do all that? Was I in that position? You know, it's surprising, isn't it, how time flies. And almost 21 years ago now, that was when I first started working for the spirit world. And it takes us from the days of almost 21 years ago, how I become involved, to the current day of where, you know, it says in that article there about Mike Spirit FM and being live on air as a radio host. So take a look. Take a break. Fate and Fortune. It's on sale for the next 2 weeks, maybe, in the shops. I think it is, or maybe the next 3 weeks, because it's a monthly magazine. Incidentally, I will be in next month because there's a competition to win a free reading with me. So that's Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, and have a good read. Sarah, it's been a pleasure and a joy and a wonderful experience again to work with you. You know, it only remains me to ask maybe a little bit of a silly question. Would you come back?
Of course, I would love to.
Okay, then, you know, we'll sort that out and deal with that. Sarah, for me, I want to say thank you very much. And I'm going to play this last song out and say good night, good day, wherever you are.
A million miles of road, but I still don't know where to start. She wrote a number down, and she gave it to me. They had to scrape me off the floor in this transient town. Waiters and dealers trying to get their foot in the door. That night I called them, she said, Daddy, 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 all my life I've been trying to find my place in the world. I said to her, Baby, baby, babe, I got all night.
And you're still here. You're still here.
I believe that we never have to be alone. Yes, I believe it's just around the bend. You can hold it in, or you can scream it on a microphone. There is no end.
There is no end.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.